arsenic. It's the staple of murder mysteries. Most people know high doses of this stuff are lethal. But what many people don't know is every day they're consuming low doses of arsenic. Industrial residue has leaked arsenic into the soil and into some foods, but there's another kind of naturally occurring inorganic arsenic found in drinking water that has environmental scientists concerned. Hydrogeologist Rich Soule is with MARS, the Minnesota Arsenic Study. He explains that concern over arsenic grew after data from other countries like Argentina, Bangladesh, and Taiwan showed an alarming correlation between arsenic consumption and disease.
We know in cases where higher arsenic has been present and people have had that in their drinking water that it has clearly caused cancer at rates that are very obvious.
A few years ago, when the scientists wanted to look at inorganic arsenic issues in the U.S., they didn't have a lot to go on because very little data exists about U.S. populations. While Americans seem to be consuming a lot less arsenic than the populations in the foreign studies, scientists suspect there still may be a link between consuming low doses of arsenic and cancer. Soule says proving that link will be the challenge.
We know that the cancer is there. But, you know, the cancer doesn't raise its hand and say, oh, I was caused by arsenic, or I was caused by smoking, or I was caused by whatever. We don't know that. And it's extremely difficult because of the relatively low exposure, concentration of exposure for arsenic, and the number of cancers that are out there.
In the first part of the Minnesota study, Soule and his colleagues looked at wells previously identified as having arsenic. They found that only 10% of their sample exceeded the current EPA standard. But Soule says the only reason those numbers are so low is because the EPA standard is too lax. The federal government seems to agree, adding to the pressure to reevaluate the standard. A recent National Academy of Sciences report says the current standard of 50 micrograms per liter is not protective enough, and Congress has issued a mandate requiring the standard be lowered by January 2000. But how low will the new EPA standard go? EPA epidemiologist Rebecca Calderon says it could go anywhere between 2 and 20 micrograms per liter. But Calderon says changing standards is a major issue politically because each time a standard is lowered, new technology and equipment are required.
The current regulation is 50. Any attempt to move down from 50 has tremendous costs associated with that. And I think the drinking water industry in general would be happy to do that, and I think most populations would be willing to bear the cost if they really felt comfortable about a regulation that was based on a U.S. population.
Calderon says it's critical the U.S. has its own population data. It's that data that will determine future standards for arsenic. And Calderon says she'd like to see states start their own arsenic studies soon so they can know what their financial and ethical obligations will be once the new regulation is handed down.
It goes to the issue of what are people willing to pay for water? I mean, how important is the quality of their water and how much are they willing to pay for that?
Although the EPA is required to come out with a new arsenic standard by next January, it's going to be difficult to gather enough data by then. The EPA wants to concentrate on 9 states with elevated arsenic levels. They include California, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota. But of those states, so far, only Minnesota and Michigan have started their own arsenic studies. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Marisa Helms.